Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jay.
If you guys want to get lucky with your wives, here's what you got to do. You got to feed them.
Doesn't work.
Jamie.
It says women feel more frisky and loving after they eat, which I disagree.
BJ.
What works on your wife best, a taco or liquor? Boom. There's your survey, folks.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, good morning. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, which you can get for free for your phone. And you can take us anywhere you go and listen to the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. We got a bit of a dilemma on our hands this morning, Carson.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And the reason I say Carson is because Carson and myself are the only two people
here. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a little slim pickings today, if you know what I mean. And I don't know where to go from here. I got to be honest with you. Let's see here. Now, Jamie is out. Schmidl is out. They both are huge Juneteenth celebrating fans, okay? So they're going to parades. They're in marching bands today. They're just celebrating all day long.
It's a big deal.
I think Jamie's already downtown, to be honest with you. I mean, she is just all fired up today for the big holiday. Juneteenth is today. Big day, big day. A lot of things are closed in town. So it's just Carson and I for the show today.
Woo!
How are we going to do this? Have we ever done this before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm a little scared.
It's always been three of us at least.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that Spadil was gone today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he was such a big Juneteenth guy either.
You know, huge.
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on around here. So it's just me and Carson. And I wanted to throw this out there for Texnado. And I know it's early. I know it's early. Texnado, by the way, is 303-222-5423. Or if you want to spell it out, 303-22-ALICE. Do Carson and I just go ahead and do a show with current information and just blah, 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 do our thing? Or do we go into the archives and pull out a best ofs and throw that on today? And he and I go home and celebrate Juneteenth also? I mean, I'm at a dilemma here. I don't know what to do.
I mean, I could go either way, honestly. I could go back home, crawl into my bed for a couple hours, wake up, go celebrate.
Now,
but I could also stay here.
But you did inform me we do have a slight problem. The problem is Carson doesn't know how to put bath tubs into the system.
Yeah.
And I don't know how. Certainly, I don't know how. We'd have to get somebody else involved, which we could wake somebody up this morning. We have a dilemma, folks. We don't know what to do.
It's kind of a problem, yeah.
It's just Carson and I. What do you do? You can text us. Tell us, do you want a live show today? Do you want the two of us to do it? Or you want to hear the, you know, the rigmarole of Best Of Show? I don't know what to do.
I can't wait to find out what people think.
303-22-ALICE, man. I'm open to anything. I'm open to anything. It's going to be hot today, 93 for a day. For a high today. And then for the weekend, it's going to be super hot, too. Really, really
hot. It's going to be a scorcher.
Yeah. Now, if we do a live show today, I've got a lot of stuff on the plate here.
Yeah, there's actually a ton in the news, so we got plenty of content.
Yeah, we got you covered, man. So if you want a live show today, we'll give it to you. I mean, it might not be stellar, but it'll be something. You know, it's better than nothing, I guess. Well, maybe not. Who knows? But we have Elon Musk. Did you see that explosion?
It was crazy.
So last night, what were they doing? Were they trying to launch it, or were they just trying to test something?
I'm pretty sure it was a launch, and it was in Texas. But yeah, that was wild.
I thought I read it was just a test thing they were doing because it blew up on the pad, right?
Yes, it did.
The SpaceX, they were doing something yesterday in Texas. Last night, actually, it was like 11 o'clock or so last night, and this thing is a ball of fire. You won't believe when you see this explosion. Folks, I don't know if we're going to Mars. I got to tell you, I don't know if we're going to Mars. Didn't the one that launched just a few weeks ago, did it explode also?
There was one that exploded, but then they came back and it launched successfully.
All right, listen to this and the reaction of the people that are on the ground. They're watching this test that's being done. And I'm watching it again on TV. It's on the news here. And this explosion, I mean, it literally looks like an atom bomb went off. It is unbelievable. And there's like 4 different explosions. And this thing just lights up the night sky in Texas.
Yeah, probably. I mean, even the other day when they... Whoa!
Whoa!
That's
no! Oh, my God.
It appears there has been...
36 just blew up.
You've got to see the video. It is unbelievable.
It's absolutely insane, and it was just a test.
It was a test, right?
Yeah, it was a test.
Something inside the module,
yep.
And it exploded on them last night several times, like 4 or 5 different explosions. And then Elon Musk... He puts out a statement yesterday saying, ooh, I think it's just a scratch on it, but we'll take a look at it.
Just a scratch.
This thing is destroyed. Oh, it's an unbelievable video.
Elon, you just lost an entire rocket, bro.
That's what he said. He came out and said, oh, man, we may have a scratch on this thing.
A bummer.
You know, when you're that wealthy, you're worth, what, $300 billion or something? You have I don't know what this thing costs, maybe $100 million?
What's losing one?
You lost one of your toys?
Yeah.
It blew up? And you just say, I think we have a scratch on it. That thing is completely up in flames. It's unbelievable. We'll put the video up on our Facebook page. BJ and Carson this morning on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And just getting rolling. Starting off a Thursday. Again, it's going to be hot today. Good day to go to the pool. Today is a good day to skip out, celebrate Juneteenth, and go to the pool, man. 93 for a high today. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. We're getting closer to the weekend. Going to be quite warm today. 93 for a high, getting hotter for the weekend. All right, a couple of things. I mentioned this a few minutes ago that, you know, we could either do a live show because it's just Carson and I, and or we could put on a best of. And I ask you to text and let us know what you think. Should we put on a best up, or should we just go ahead, roll the ball, man, and just see what we can do today? And, you know, give you content, do everything live today. And here's a couple of the replies on here. By the way, we had tons of replies. Do you see this, Carson? Tons of replies, man.
That's
cool.
It's actually awesome.
All right. First of all, let's see here. Please, for the love of God, no best ofs. Pull some crap from the prize vault. Give something away every single break. Or... have BJ give out betting tips, or take requests, or just take phone calls. Anything but a best of. I think you got your point across. And then this one, screw it. Stay live today. If you go down in flames, so be it.
People would love to watch that train wreck.
It's not very positive. If you go down in flames, so be it. All right, well, you know, Carson and I will do it live.
Jamie's Let's go.
Out. Spadil's out, so we'll just take the bull by the horns and do our thing here. Let me mention this Colorado lottery. Somebody Tuesday night won $2 million, the Mega Millions.
I saw that.
You know, they raised the ticket price from $2 to $5. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think they did that, what, a couple of months ago or something? Yep. And somebody on Tuesday night walked into a 7-Eleven in Johnstown and purchased a ticket, won $1 million plus the multiplier of two. So that's a $2 million Woo. Ticket. They're just waiting on that person to come forward. $2 million. Now, I didn't know this. Here's the biggest lottery wins in Colorado with the Mega Millions. This is not counting any of the Powerballs or any of the other games that are out there. Just with Mega Millions, there's only been three $4 million winners, two $2 million winners, and five $1 million winners.
Wow.
Before Tuesday.
I mean, considering Mega Millions gets up there like $1 billion, yeah. That's kind of really low.
Man, I'm losing my butt with the lottery. Now, I love you, lottery. Don't get me wrong. And I know you advertise, but I'm losing my butt with you, man. Every time I buy a ticket, it's $3 here, $3 there. You know, as far as winnings go, I do get a few back, but not much. Not what I spend. So I'm due.
It adds up fast.
And I'm due. And I do. I'm due. Somebody on the show is going to win the lottery one day.
You got to put it on a vision board, man. We've been telling you.
I really believe somebody on this show, or at least somebody that listens to the show a lot, that will contact us at some point and say, hey, I just scored big, man.
And if you do win the lottery and you listen to the show, you owe us a percentage of that.
Yeah. I don't know if we can pull that off. But
come on.
If we can, you know, more power to us.
If we entertain you just even a little bit, you owe us some cash.
All right, somebody out there's got a ticket. It's worth $2 million. Now, this only happened on Tuesday, so when I first saw the story, I thought the clock was ticking, and it was one of those stories where you've won a lottery prize, and your clock's about to run out on you to collect the prize. But as I read into the story, I realized that it was only a couple of days ago, so... They're out there somewhere.
Still got a while.
Somebody's going to come forward. All right, when we come back, you know, normally we do a tabloid trash since Jamie's not here. I do have a couple of updates, though, or a couple of stories. One is this, and is it Burrell or Burrell? Is her name Ann Burrell or Burrell?
I think it's Burrell.
She's on the Cooking Network, yeah. And a lot of people know this lady when you see it. A lot of people watch the program. She died at the age of 55. They're now giving out, because yesterday we had no idea. We had no idea what happened here. If it were, you know, maybe drug overdose. That was a rumor at one time. We just didn't know. We had no idea what caused this. At 55, that's way too young. And this lady showed no signs that I know of, that nobody said, of being ill in any way with a cancer or anything like that. Just out of the blue, boom, she's gone.
And no one, from what I'm hearing, was even worried about her mental health or anything like that.
So. No, but there is an update this morning. We'll get to that update. And then Shedeur Sanders. Little troublemaker. Always causing problems, man. Those Sanders kids. I don't know. Somebody's got to get a handle on them. And it may have to be their dad. He may have to reel them in. He's already in trouble in Cleveland. Oh, no. The kids. The kids are out of control. All right. We'll get to that. We'll get to both of those stories when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. It's just myself and Carson, BJ and Carson this morning. Jamie is out. Spadil is out. And so we're just going to do the show ourselves. Now, Jamie is sick. I mentioned Juneteenth, and they're both celebrating. Not really the story. Jamie is sick. Spadil is off in Cincinnati, I think it is. Isn't he playing paintball?
Cincinnati, yeah.
Is it in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
All right, so he's off playing paintball. Jamie, she texted us last night about 7 o'clock and said she wasn't feeling well. Didn't know if she was going to make it this morning. And I said, well, you know, when you get the definitive answer there, just text me back and let me know. And she must have gone to bed because I never heard back from her.
Yeah, so I'm guessing just she's just trying to sleep it off.
Yeah, I'm just assuming that that's, you know, that it must have not gotten much better after she had texted us last night. So she's not here today. Today is Juneteenth. I did mention that earlier today. And I want to mention this real quick here because I had a couple of texts saying, hey, why didn't you and Carson take Juneteenth off? Very important holiday. First of all, I'll agree with you. It's a very important holiday. I know some people don't, I don't know, celebrate or take it seriously, I guess, because it's so new. It's only been around for, what, 4 years, 5 years at the most? Juneteenth is the commemoration of the end of slavery in America, all right? And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So it's a big holiday on my calendar. I don't take the day off simply because I think it does more good to express my opinion and come in here and do the show. Adds more credence to it than it would be if we took the day off.
Yeah, because there would be no mention of it.
Right. So, yeah, you get a best of, no mention of it. And so at least we can commemorate that and mention that when we get on the air. So that's why we're here this morning. All right, Carson and myself here today. Let me give you the update on this this cook from the Food Network, celebrity chef Ann Burrell. Is it Burrell? I'm going to go with Burrell, okay? Have now emerged with details surrounding her passing. She was only 55 years old. Here's what happened. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that Burrell was found unresponsive and lying on the shower floor by her husband, Stuart Claxton, early Tuesday morning. Claxton reportedly last saw his wife at 1 a.m. that morning. 1 a.m. About 6-7 hours later, he goes into the bathroom and he finds her lying in the shower. He then contacted 911. He allegedly was advised by the operator to perform CPR. They don't know if he actually did that or not. He said her body was cold. Oh. It did not appear that she was alive. Let's see here. She did Worst Cooks in America. The possible cause of death has now been indicated by the 911 call with the New York Fire Department to Daily Mail. They said that they were responding to the report of a cardiac arrest at 7:50 on Tuesday morning. It appears she had a heart attack in the shower.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's such a shame.
55-year-old woman. She goes to take a shower at 6 o'clock in the morning, getting ready for her day, and boom, it's over.
And I feel bad for her husband, obviously, finding her like that and just going through that whole scenario.
Some people were reporting yesterday that they thought it was a drug overdose, although there was never any indication that drugs were involved at all. It's just a conclusion. I think when you add up that somebody's 55 years old and, you know, on top of the world, maybe there's something going on there.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm the first one. That instantly went through my mind.
Yeah, way to go, Carson. But way to go.
She was so young. You don't think about heart problems, heart attack. You think about maybe it was a drug overdose.
No, I never thought that at all. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the official death, yet to be determined. But that's what it appears to be, that she just went to take a shower. Then all of a sudden, she collapsed.
So sad, and a ton of people just love her so much.
Let's get to Shedeur Sanders. I'm watching this video. Now, you're going to have to help me with this, because I don't have a full explanation here. When you read the story, they don't give you a full account of what actually happened here. He's in a pickup truck. Right?
Yeah, it's a souped-up Ram.
He's driving a pickup truck 101 miles per hour, and he's being pulled over in Cleveland.
Yep.
And the police officer has no idea who he is, right? And he's trying to get a driver's license, and I don't think Shedeur can find his driver's license.
Either that, or it sounds like he either had a Colorado driver's license or maybe even Mississippi.
Well, and it appears that he may have pulled out the driver's license way too late after the guy had written the ticket.
Oh, see, no.
Is that right?
No, I think what he tried to do is he tried to give him, the cop, like an autograph of one of his teammates or like even maybe like some of the equipment that he had. And he's like, no, man, you got to give that to me before I write the ticket.
All right, we'll play this for you. And my other question is this, and we'll play the audio before you answer it, okay? Who's the girl they're talking about in the audio? They're talking about a girl letting her off the hook.
Yeah.
I think she was doing 92.
92. Yep.
Okay. They're saying they're going to let her off the hook. But when you watch the video, I don't know where the girl comes from.
I never see the girl at all.
All right. Here's the audio. This is the body cam. Shedeur Sanders is pulled over in a Ram pickup truck in Cleveland doing 101 miles per hour in a 60 zone.
Got you 101 miles an hour. Do you have your license proof insurance on you? Do you have your Ohio driver's license?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name? Shedeur. Do you have a Colorado driver's license? All right, hang tight. I'll be back in a minute.
This is
now listen to this. He goes to talk to his partner.
Yeah.
The officer does. He has no idea who Shedeur is. How many people are named Shedeur in Cleveland, Ohio? Think about that. I mean, it was the biggest sports news story in America.
It was everywhere.
He dropped in the draft all the way down to what? Eighth round or something. I don't know what it was. But this cop has no idea he's dealing with Shedeur Sanders, the son of Prime Time.
All right, hang tight. I'll be back in a minute.
This is his younger one, not the one that got drafted, right?
No, this is the one that got drafted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you a break. I'm not going to give her a ticket. Like I said, I got her at 92, but 101, I got a dash cam and stuff, man. Like, okay, all right, I appreciate it. How fast do you think you're going if you don't think you're at 101? Because I know this truck supercharged, it will do it. Oh, he gave it to me a little late. Who's it from?
Is that from Boykin?
Can't see it. I don't know who that is. You already wrote it, man. You got to give that to me before. I'm going to give your girl a break, okay? I got him. I did have to give him a ticket, okay? Because he was in front of you at him at 101, okay? But you're good to go from here. Be safe pulling out. Yep, thank you.
I am so confused. I don't know who the girl is and where the girl comes from. Is there another vehicle? I don't see one in the video that I'm watching.
There's another vehicle. So she was ahead of him. So they both got nabbed.
Okay, so they both get nabbed.
Yep.
And she's doing 92. He's going to give her a break. Although when I first heard the audio, I thought he was giving him a break because he's Shedeur Sanders. But he gives Shedeur a ticket for 101. And if you go in and watch the whole video, he even says that there's a deal between Ohio and Colorado that there's a chance that his license could be suspended.
Yeah, so if he doesn't pay the fine and pay the ticket off, then Colorado, wherever his, they have a deal with Ohio that they will suspend his license.
Way to go, Shedeur. Do you get a phone call from your daddy at that point? Does Prime Time call him up and say, dude, what are you doing?
He didn't say, hey, man, I'll sign an autograph for you. No, he tries to give the guy a memorabilia from his teammate.
I didn't notice like, that.
Jared Boykin is actually an NFL player and plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Unbelievable. Kid's already in trouble. I thought he was maybe in like a Maserati or driving, you know, a souped up Porsche or something, but he's in a pickup truck.
I know. He's not driving any of his flashy cars. It's a souped up Ram.
Again, the body cam. Let's listen one more time.
Got you 101 miles an hour. Do you have your license proof insurance on you? Do you have an Ohio driver's license?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your first name?
Shedeur.
Do you have a Colorado driver's license? All right, hang tight. I'll be back in a minute.
This is his younger one, not the one that got drafted, right?
No, this is the one that got drafted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you a break. I'm not going to give her a ticket. Like I said, I got her at 92, but 101, I got a dash cam and stuff, man. Like, okay, all right, I appreciate it. How fast do you think you're going if you don't think you're at 101? Because I know this truck supercharged, it will do it. Oh, he gave it to me a little late. Who's it from?
Is that from Boykin?
Can't see it. I don't know who that is. You already wrote it, man. You got to give that to me before. I'm going to give your girl a break, okay?
I got him. I did have to give him a ticket, okay? Because he was in front of you at 101, okay? But you're good to go from here. Be safe pulling out. Yep.
101. You got to get a ticket, man. I'll tell you, the worst feeling in the world is when you're pulled over by the police. You got your window rolled down. He's talking to you. He gets your information from you. And when he looks at you and says, hang on just a second. I'll be right back.
And they go back to their cruiser and just sit there.
It's the worst 10 minutes on the planet, man.
And you try and look back, you're like, are they writing a ticket? Like, what's going on?
Oh, they're running the tags. They're running your history. They know all about you. You don't know what's
Hopefully you don't have a warrant out for your arrest.
Geez, it's ugly at that point. That's a terrible scene, man. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Thursday, what is today? June 19th. Oh, it's the 19th. It's my wife's birthday today. Happy birthday to Lisa today.
Happy birthday, yeah. Lisa.
Now, it's just me and Carson today because the other two are out. Jamie is sick. Spadell is off playing paintball. We could do a best of show, but we decided, hey, we'll just do it live. What the heck? Got nothing else to do. So that's why you're just hearing two voices today instead of four. Got a couple of things here. First of all, I want to go back to this Shedeur Sanders thing and just mention something real quick here, okay? I want you to imagine. Now, Texnado is 303-22-ALICE. 303-222-5423. Just give me your opinion. What do you think here, okay? Shedeur Sanders gets pulled over doing 101 miles per hour in Cleveland. He's in a pickup truck. The cop gives him a ticket, but he's quite lenient on the kid, right? I mean, he basically is telling him, okay, you know, I got to do this. You know, it's already on my radar, and I've already written it up. There's nothing I can do. I mean, he talks like he wants to give him a break.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But can't.
Completely babies him. It's absolutely. Already,
I'm going to give your the other person a break because they were doing 92 and a 60. You're doing 101, and I've already got it. You heard the whole thing, right? Think about this. What if you, listening to the show right now, going down I-25, let's say you're doing 40 miles per hour or 50 miles per hour over the speed limit. That's what he's doing. He's doing 40 miles per hour over the speed limit. Let's say you get clocked on I-25 doing 106 miles per hour. What do you think will happen to you? Are you going to get a reckless driving citation?
Absolutely.
Are you going to get 12 points automatically, lose your license, suspended? Are you going to have to end up going to classes to take, you know, driver's ed all over again?
I mean, it's an instant felony. You're going to jail. They're going to take you. They're going to impound your car. You're going to jail right then and there.
We all know the answer to that, right? If I got busted later this afternoon doing 101 or 106, 106 on I-25, I'm probably in a world of trouble.
You're on top of the hood.
Shedeur, on the other hand, they're debating if he should get a ticket or not. Schmuck.
And then he tries to bribe the cop.
Yeah.
With another player's like autograph, or I don't know if he's got like a pair of cleats in the car or whatever it is.
I'm just getting angry. I gotta stop. Hey, did you see this? You can't swim over at the Aurora Reservoir?
No.
Full of bacteria, man. Ugh. It's sickening. They closed it down. Here's the story.
For now, the swim area is vacant. Inner tubes unused. The lifeguard stands remain empty. But the kayaking, paddleboarding, and boating section.
Now, wait a minute. If you're not allowed to swim in it, and you're not allowed to even wade in it or even touch the water, why would you get out there on a paddleboard?
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going in that water.
Come on. I mean, this thing is loaded, they say, with bacteria. Enough to shut her down. Completely shut it down. But, yeah, if you want to get out there and boat, you want to ski. Yeah, a little kayaking. No problem.
Empty. But the kayaking, paddleboarding, and boating section of the Aurora Reservoir is still open. The City Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Department says, like any untreated natural body of water, levels of certain bacteria fluctuate. It cures itself naturally. But when the levels are elevated, it is best not to swim.
My hopes were that I was going to be able to come down here with my friends, maybe get some swim time on the beach, you know, maybe tan a little bit. But I saw the signs and I was pretty disappointed with what I saw.
The city says it tests the swim area regularly and it's not unusual for levels to elevate from time to time. Updates on the swim area will be posted on the Aurora Reservoir's website. The city says people can also beat the heat at their outdoor pools or spray pad.
You might want to try something else. A lot of bacteria in the water. Don't get in the water. I did see this report on TV, and the guy that's talking in there, the kid that was talking about going down to the beach,
going to the beach,
sun, just want to hang out or whatever. I did see him. He does need sun. He's a little white, okay, a little pale. So he still should get out and get the sun. Just don't get in the water. That's my.
I feel like he needs a vacation. Yeah. Go to a different beach. Yeah. We don't really have beaches here in Colorado.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about going over to Aurora today to beat the heat, jump in the water. Don't do it. It's full of bacteria. My wife, she trained in that little pond. I call it a pond. That's what it is. Over off of C-470 in Morrison. You know where they ski all the time?
Yeah.
Man, we couldn't get the smell out of her.
Her swimsuit or wetsuit?
Yeah, wetsuit.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the smell out of that thing. We had to throw it away. Oh, so nasty. I don't know if there's any of the water around here I'd swim in.
Yeah, I'm not Aurora, a big fan. For sure. I'm definitely not a big fan. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, when we come back, I'm gonna give you the story. So last night, let me start with this, okay? There was this news story that broke yesterday, and it had to do with the LA Lakers. And as soon as I saw the story, I said to myself, man, tomorrow, I don't want to go in. I don't want to face Jamie White tomorrow, okay? And I'll tell you the background on the story. I won't get deep into it because I don't want to upset, you know, anybody anymore.
Do more damage?
Yeah, because I could easily do that. But I'll give you the story and why I was hesitant to face Jamie this morning. Fortunately, she got sick. And I say that for my own good. Yeah. She fortunately got sick and she's not here today. So it worked out for me okay. But I'll give you the full story on what new story with the LA Lakers that broke yesterday that had me trembling just a bit. I was a little scared, I got to tell you. BJ and Jamie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Thursday, going to be hot today, 93 for a high. I think summer officially starts tomorrow, June 20th, longest day of the year. So tomorrow, summer solstice, I think the way it's pronounced, that is tomorrow. I want to get into this Jeannie Buss story real quick here with the LA Lakers, because it's been something ongoing here on the show for quite a while. In fact, for the past, probably ever since Jamie and I started working together, because her and Jeannie big, big, big buddies, right? She worked out in Los Angeles, being Jamie, and got to know Jeannie Buss, who is the controller of the L.A. Lakers. Her daddy bought it. His name was Jerry. He bought it back in the, I think, late 60s, or I don't know when it was. He bought the team, but he passed away. Passed away in 2013. And the control of the team went to Jeannie, although all the kids own the team, all right? But it went to her as the controller of everything going on with that franchise. Now, a few years ago when he died, when Jerry died, who was the original owner, I made a comment or two about some things that were in the news. And I guess it got back to Jeannie Buss. Yesterday, the team sold. She sold the team, her and the other siblings, sold the team for $10 billion.
Woo!
Think about that. $10 billion deal. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the biggest, largest sports franchise sale ever in American history.
I believe so, even the Broncos just sold for 4.6.
And they sold it to people that run the Dodgers and all that, you know. So anyway, she was the controller. She was the majority owner, her and her family, and she sold it yesterday. She keeps, I think, 15% of the team, so she'll still make money on the team. It's just the control of the team now goes over to this other group. All right, well, she comes into $10 billion. This came out yesterday. And me knowing that Jamie's been mad at me for quite a while over a comment or two I've made about Jeannie's family. And so I dreaded coming in today.
I don't blame you because she talks about it still now, and Carson, holds it over your head.
Think about this, okay? And I would think the same way, okay? But think about this. You've got a good friend. And BJ said a couple of disparaging things on the air that wrecked your friendship. And then all of a sudden, that friend that will never talk to you again just hit the lottery for like $500 million. But he won't call you. Won't call you. That's what it's like.
It's exactly what it's like. You ruined a $10 million friendship.
$10 billion friendship. Oh, BJ. Now, here's what I did, okay? And I'm not going to go into full detail on this. You can just kind of put the pieces together yourself. When Jerry died, the family gathered, and I made mention of something that was in the news. And it was in the news that there were other people in the room, too, when the family showed up. And I won't say who was in the room, but other people were in the room. And the family wasn't happy about it, okay? Jerry had a few young ladies in there, okay? That's the report. And I made mention of that. And I might have used the word floozies or hookers.
Hookers, yeah.
Or something like that, okay? I'm sorry, and I apologize. I still apologize to this day. I shouldn't have said it, blah, 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 blah. Well, Jeannie wasn't very happy with that. And she let Jamie know it. And then Jamie let BJ know it. She wasn't very happy with that. And now think about this. That friendship that Jamie has been, just barking at me for the past several years. All of a sudden, that person just got $10 billion. $10 billion. And I'm the one that ruined it all.
Yeah. First, it was the Lakers tickets. No more Lakers tickets. And now it's the money. Yeah. Literally, she could fly Jamie anywhere.
In the world.
And not even feel it in her bank account.
Nope.
She could probably pay for Jamie to retire.
Whenever the Lakers used to come to town before my comments, I mean, Jamie would get courtside seats, right?
She was five rows from the court.
She'd take care of it for her. Yeah. It would take care of it for her. But all that dried up, man. It was like the Sahara Desert around here. I mean, the ticket, the freebie, all dried up.
She blocked Jamie. She blocked her.
She blocked her. Blocked her. Won't take
because of you.
Nothing. I couldn't sleep last night, folks. Telling you, I tossed the dirt. That person that I drove out of Jamie's life just got $10 billion.
I've got news for you because she'll be in tomorrow. So, I mean, you're not off the hook at all. You're going to hear it again tomorrow.
No, but fortunately.
So you're going to lose sleep tonight.
Fortunately for me, I'm starting to feel a little queasy.
Now you're going to call it.
So I might not be here tomorrow. Okay. I may have to let this dry up for let it run its course for like 4 or 5 days and come back on Monday. That way I can face
it. You're going to feel the wrath either way.
She's going to be throwing crap at me. She will. She'll throw that stinging bell that she has. Ding, 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 ding. She'll start throwing stuff at me when she gets in here tomorrow. Because I ruined it. That might be, you know what? Now that I think about it, that might be why she's not here today. She might not even be sick.
It really could be because I thought it was odd that she texted us last night saying that she was not going to be here today.
She texted us right after the news broke. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
There's a chance that she saw that and thought, I'll be so angry. I'll kill that guy. She may have that in her head and said, you know, it's just best if I don't see him.
You better look over your shoulder. She could be planning something to take you out.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Folks, if for some reason I go missing from this program, you're going to know exactly what happened. Jamie White took me out.
BJ's sleeping with the fishes.
I swear, all kidding aside, I can't believe this turned out the way it did. that I ruined this relationship, this friendship, and then the lady comes into $10 million. Oh, my God.
I do not envy you
only
at
me.
All.
Only me this happens to.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Thursday, going to be 93. It feels like summer. And tomorrow, near 100. Saturday, near 100. Sunday, near 100. It's going to be really hot. There's a hurricane down in Mexico that's smashing into the West Coast this morning, just south of, I think, about 400 miles south of Puerto Vallarta. And I think we're going to get some of that rain from the hurricane. I think it's called Eric, I think it is, something like that. But the hurricane's coming on shore as we speak. And I think it's supposed to roll right through at least some of the rain through the Colorado area coming up at the first of the week. All right, when we come back here, again, Jamie's out today. She's sick. Shabadilla's out because he's playing paintball, spending bukus of money to travel. He's a professional now. You know, he's part of the pro squad. They're playing in Cincinnati this weekend, I think it is.
Oh, lovely this time of year.
Beautiful in Cincinnati. All right, when we come back, Denver getting a bad rap online. Did you see some of these posts after the news came out that we're a very, very crime-ridden city and don't move to Denver? You're going to get your car destroyed. You see all this stuff?
Some of the TikToks they're all over the place and they're kind of disturbing. I'm a little scared.
Can I ask what happened? Just what happened? When I lived in Tampa, Florida, this was 20 years ago, but still, when I lived in Tampa, Florida, I flew out to Denver twice, and both times I thought, man, if there's ever a city that's utopia in America, it would be Denver, Colorado. Beautiful. The mountains, the city was clean. You had 16th Street Mall. It was unbelievable. Now, we've gone to hell in a handbasket.
I mean, when I was in high school, and we used to love going down 16th Street and doing like those carriage rides with the horses.
Good old days.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was awesome.
Those nice horses down there, too, weren't they?
Great horses.
Oh, I love horses. All right, we'll talk about this, some of the posts that are being made. And a girl that claims her car was broken into within 3 hours of being in town. That's next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday. Well, if you can be happy. I'm about to mention something here that I'm a little embarrassed about, and that's the state of Colorado, and Denver in particular. Because, folks, we're getting a bad rap out there. There are people posting things that are not good. They're true, but they're not good. And I follow certain people on X. By the way, if you want to follow me on X, you can go to BJ Harris Radio on X, and I'm there. You can follow. Jamie, by the way, is Jamie White. Two A's. J-A-A-M-I-E. Jamie White. You can follow her on X. Carson, do you have an X?
I do, but...
You don't use it.
I mainly just use Instagram, which is at Carson on the air.
Why do you hate X so much?
I don't know. It's just, it's negative. I've never really been too into it. I get a lot of my news sources from other places. Well, I don't know. I don't like the vibe.
It's negative. You sound negative to me. Sounds like you're the negative one.
It just brings me down sometimes.
All right. Don't want to be brought down, I guess. All right. Well, this brought me down because every post that you see about Denver anymore is bad. And it's not good. I mean, this used to be a thriving, beautiful, utopia city in America. I mean, one of the best in America. Now we're just absolute scum. And I don't know where it all went wrong. I have no idea. But yesterday, they released some stats. they being whomever does stats, I guess, but they released some stats, and they named the 148 worst cities in America. Have you seen this?
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. 148 worst cities. 148th being the worst. The absolute worst in America, okay? Guess where Denver listed? Out of 148, Denver is 137.
That's so bad.
There are only 11 cities in America that suck more than we do.
That's hard to think about.
It's embarrassing.
That's ridiculous.
It's sad. It's terrible. 137th out of 148 in America. Now, they put in there crime, I guess homelessness. I mean, the list goes on and on. What makes you so damn bad? We've all seen that. 137th out of 148. I mean, who could be worse than us? I mean, there's got to be some people that, the first 136 that we're better than, right?
I wouldn't think we'd be that far down. I mean, come on.
There's a couple of people that post on X, and one's called Do Better Denver, I think.
Yeah.
And I think Jamie follows that one, too. And then the other is like, well, there's several. But then there's one, I think it's M Truth or Mother Truth or something like that. I don't know. You don't have to follow that one. But I just see them on my feet, and it's always bad, bad, bad. It's something that's going on with the governor. It's something here, something in Aurora, something over in, Red Rocks. Who knows? I mean, it's just always something. Then this girl, she moved to Colorado just a few days ago, right? And she posted this yesterday.
I moved to Denver less than 12 hours ago. I got here. My car window already got smashed in. It was on the street for 3 hours, maybe.
That's hard to believe.
3 hours. She was here for 3 hours. That's a bad omen right there.
I moved to Denver less than 12 hours ago. I got here. My car window already got smashed in. It was on the street for 3 hours, maybe.
Poor thing.
I just don't get it.
What a bad opening for your new city that you just moved to, right?
I don't know if I'd stick around after my window just got smashed in and I just moved in.
I saw yesterday, too, that the housing market here in Denver is there are more houses for sale on the market right now than there has been in the last 20 years.
I could tell you easily there's probably 5 or 6 homes just on our street for sale. Yes. In the burbs, yeah.
I haven't noticed, but you're saying people are just leaving.
Actually, two of the six are completely vacant. Like the family already moved out.
Whoa.
I don't know what they're doing, but maybe they relocated because of a job. But yeah, I can totally see it.
Thank God, girls like this are moving here.
I moved to Denver less than 12 hours ago. I got here. My car window already got smashed in.
Oh, it's okay.
It was on the street for 3 hours.
Oh,
maybe.
Car window, that's nothing. You've got insurance, right? You can handle this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Jamie is out today. She is sick. Hope she gets well. Maybe she's back here tomorrow. Spadell, he's out. He's playing paintball. By the way, I mentioned that hurricane just a few minutes ago. If you have plans and maybe you're at the airport, you got a flight to Acapulco, then you probably already realize you're not going today because this hurricane is a Category 3. It just made landfall in Acapulco down in Mexico. And it happened earlier this morning, and it looks like the conditions down there are pretty nasty, and you're probably not going to get your flight to Mexico maybe tomorrow, but could ruin your vacation for the weekend. And it looks like it's a pretty nasty storm. Category 3 is pretty good. That's pretty bad, I should say, I guess, right?
For my plans.
Yeah. That would suck, though, man. I mean, you've planned something for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden that day comes, you're going to fly away, vacation, man. You got on your flower shirts,
your straw hat.
Bermuda shorts, your straw hat. You're ready to rock and roll, going to the beach, going to sit back and drink those umbrella drinks, and then, boom, you get hit with a big old hurricane, Category 3. It's pretty devastating.
At least it would be better than getting down there and a day before and then getting stuck down there.
Yeah.
While it's going on.
Yeah, I've gone on vacation and it'd be completely ruined for the entire week.
Yeah.
Not good.
That.
All right, Hulk Hogan. This broke yesterday. And the word was that he's in grave condition in the hospital, right?
We're talking days away from dying.
Family being called to his bedside at the hospital because it's over. The Hulkster, done, done. This rumor started flying around yesterday. He is in the hospital, by the way.
Yep.
But it turns out that some bozo started the rumor, and it's not true. That he's not in the hospital and almost dead, that he's having some back surgery or something done to his neck or something like that. Well, the bozo that started the rumor is one of my best friends.
Go figure.
He's down in Tampa. His name is Bubba the Love Sponge. And now, see, he and Hulk Hogan are tight.
I thought they were.
They have been over the years. They have falling out. You know how those guys, you know how us guys are.
Like brothers.
Yeah, we have a day where we hate each other, and then there's a day that we love each other. You know how it works. But well, he and Hulk Hogan have this relationship. I've thought about maybe calling him this morning to get him on the air to ask him why he put this out there. He claims, he told me yesterday, this guy called me yesterday, Bubba the Love Sponge. And he said, he told me yesterday that his sources say it's worse than what we're being told. I don't know.
But honestly, if they're that close and maybe they're like, do you know if they're having a falling out right now or not?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him that long yesterday. I don't know. I didn't dive into it because I was doing something else and I had to go.
You would think you. So, I mean, if anyone knew, it would be him.
We'll find out. I'm going to see if I can get him on the air. Okay. I'm going to see why this occurred and what's going on. We'll explain it all. I've got some audio here of the condition of Hulk Hogan. They say yesterday the rumor was he's dying. It appears it's not true. We'll do it for you next.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
So a rumor started flying around yesterday that Hulk Hogan was in the hospital and on his deathbed.
What's it gonna do when Hulkamania run wild on you?
Sounds fine to me. That's audio from the hospital. Sounds pretty good, I think, right? All right, here's the story, and then we'll jump into this, and I'll tell you the connection we have with the story.
The former pro wrestler whose real name...
Oh, by the way. This girl that's, or this voice, let me just say this, because it's not actually a person, okay? This is AI generated, right?
No, I think it's an actual person, but it sounds AI generated.
This is AI.
Me.
It's gotta be.
I don't know.
She's too mechanical sounding.
It's like a robot talking, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, here's the report.
The former pro wrestler, whose real name is Terry Bollea, is addressing claims he's nearing the end of his life. Rumors that Hulk was at death's doorstep first began swirling June 18th, after radio show host Bubba the Love Sponge claimed the 71-year-old had been hospitalized and wasn't doing well following a recent...
All right, let me play that part again, because that's where our connection comes in, okay? Let me back it up here, and I'm going to play that again. Remember this name, okay?
After radio show host Bubba the Love Sponge claimed the 71-year-old had been hospitalized and wasn't doing well following a recent surgery.
Allegedly, Hogan is in the hospital. I've heard people say that he might not make it.
However, Hulk's team is now shutting down the speculation, telling TMZ June 18th that the retired WWE star was hospitalized earlier this week to address ongoing back and neck issues. But by no means is he on his deathbed. His rep goes on to tell the outlet that Hulk, who underwent neck surgery last month, is actually already back up and moving around.
So Hulk Hogan's people are saying, "Now, nah, whoa, 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 he's not near death. What are you guys talking about? It's just a simple surgery. We're getting a knee replaced, a neck redone. I guess he's had like 70-something surgeries.
Oh.
Both knees, both hips.
I mean, replaced. Considering how much right. abuse his body's taken, I get it.
So Bubba the Love Sponge, he's out of Tampa. He goes on the air yesterday and says, because he knows Hulk well, that inside sources are telling him that he's almost at the end, okay? They're calling in the family. I mean, he goes overboard with it, right? And I don't know what his sources are. I have no idea. I have no idea if it's true. And the Hogan people are trying to squash this rumor, although it might be true, or if it's completely fake. I have no idea. I spoke to Bubba yesterday. He's one of my dearest friends. I've known him for years, all right? But it's not unlike him to come up with some crap, okay?
Yeah, but Bubba and him and Hulk are good friends, you said, right?
Well, they were, and then they weren't, and then they were again.
So,
if you remember the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Yeah.
That was Bubba's wife.
Oh, my.
Okay, so
that was the first time that they were estranged.
Story. Yes, it all that they were great friends. Okay, oh. I guess that explains. That's great friends right there. Okay, Bubba was there. Okay, so it was all so. But then they had a falling out over that, and then there was lawsuits and everything. But then they got back together and they were working out together. And I don't know what the heck's going on.
Because you would think that Bubba of all people would know what's going on in Hulk's life.
I love it. This is crazy. All right, so he starts a rumor yesterday, and it flies everywhere. TMZ's got it. It's on national newscast websites. It's everywhere that Hulk Hogan is dying. And it all started with him making that statement on the air yesterday. And that's where we are today. And they're denying it totally. I tried to get in touch with him. I texted him just a couple of minutes ago because I did talk to him yesterday. And Bubba's not gotten back to me. So I don't know if he's catching the heat off the story.
I bet you he is swamped. I guarantee you every news outlet is reaching out to him wanting a quote. What are your sources? Who's telling you this? How do you know this?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy to make something up like that, though. That would be like me doing that. Jamie's out today. Here's why, folks. It's bad.
Well,
it's
if
bad.
They,
it's
if
really bad. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but it's really bad.
If
that's what it would be like.
But if they're not on good terms, then why wouldn't you just poke the bear a little bit?
Carson, you wouldn't even do that to your enemy. That they're on their deathbed dying and the family's been called?
I'm not saying it's not messed up.
But it is messed up.
Twisted little prank.
Up. Just having the name Bubba the Love Sponge is messed up. You know? It's wild.
That's a whole story.
I find it hysterical. If he gets back in touch with me, we'll get him on the air.
Yeah.
I'll have him explain.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store.
download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Himself.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
What you gonna do when Hulkamania run wild on you?
Sounds fine to me. He sounds like he's not gonna die. That's what it sounds like to me. Hey, Carson, can you look into something and we come back to it?
Yeah.
Look into, hang on, I wrote down the headline I saw. Again, I saw this on TV, and I don't know what it means, because I'm not technically bent, you know, when it comes to social media.
Okay.
Facebook videos to be shared as reels. Is that new? Can you look into it?
I don't think it should be real. I mean,
No. That's the headline that was on TV. A story out this morning that Facebook has made a decision. Facebook videos will be shared as reels.
I don't know what that means. That makes sense because Facebook and Instagram owned by Meta, the same company.
So it's just Facebook's now
going to be essentially doing the same thing Instagram is and having reels That's what people love, like short videos like TikTok and all that.
All right. Well, see, when it comes to social media, I have the IQ of two. Okay? Two. Just two.
Sorry, I got your back.
Not three. Two. Two. And I had no idea what that means. They own both, so they'll take the videos off of Facebook and throw them onto Reels.
Yeah, and then I believe the same way, like Instagram, if you make an Instagram Reel, it should be easier to share to Facebook now. All right. Vice versa.
By the way, if you go to our Facebook page, you can take a look there. We talked about this earlier in the show. In fact, right out of the gate this morning, there was an explosion with SpaceX yesterday that is scary because we're being told that we're going to go to Mars and we're going to do all this stuff with the space program with SpaceX and Elon Musk. But man, I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a while before we get to Mars.
It's crazy.
This explosion is wild. I mean, they're literally on the pad. I don't think they're even going to launch. I think it's just a test of some type.
Yeah, it's just a test and literally the thing just explodes in a massive fireball. And there's multiple explosions that are popping off. Right, it sounds like a fireworks show.
All right, I'm looking for the audio. That's the pause here. So let me play this for you. This is the reaction from the people that are there kind of overseeing this test. And then all hell just breaks loose.
Yeah, probably. I mean, even the other day when they... Whoa!
Whoa! What?
That, no!
Oh my God.
It appears there has been
36 just blew up.
This looks like something out of Iran.
It's crazy.
What the heck, man? And it blew up and it explodes like five different times. If you haven't seen the video, go to our Facebook page. We posted the video there for you. But this thing just, and then the Elon comes out. This is great. Elon, they ask him about it and he says, yeah, I think we have a scratch on it. Yeah, I think it's just a scratch, but we'll look into what's going on here.
He's got so much money, he doesn't even care that a rocket blows up.
$100 million rocket explodes on the pad. It's not launching, it's just testing something. They're not even launching. They didn't even fire the engines and it blew up.
No.
This isn't good. This is not good. All right, somebody won the Colorado Lotto. And they won, not the lotto, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. Somebody won the Mega Millions, at least $1 million. That's actually $2 million. Let me explain. Somebody bought a ticket up at 7-Eleven on Highway 34 in Johnstown. And that ticket is worth $1 million. Well, until you put the multiplier in there, which is two. So now it's a $2 million ticket. Somebody won that ticket on Tuesday night. They know for a fact 7-Eleven Johnstown.
Man.
Maybe you were passing through there. You might want to check your tickets. $2 million.
I bet you the person doesn't even know that they won yet.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, because if it's $2 million, I go right in and tell them, you know, because it's not like, you know, nobody's going to probably knock you in the head over that. You know, if you won $100 million, then you'd have to be on the down low. But I think if you win a couple of million, yeah, you're okay. Because after taxes and everything, you barely... I'm not even sure you're going to get $1 million.
I don't care. I wouldn't be telling anyone.
Yeah, but I'd
keep that pretty close.
I'd be rushing back to the 7-Eleven. I'd grab myself a Slurpee. Boom. I'd slap that ticket down on the counter. Say, give me my money.
Who do I need to talk to around here?
I'd be so quick back into that store. I wouldn't go into hiding for 3 days.
Oh, I would be too. I mean, no I got way. A lot of bills to play.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm out there collecting my money, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's not here. She is sick today. Spadil's not here. It's just me and Carson. Carson and I holding down the fort. Hey, Carson, I got a take on something here, and tell me if you think I'm correct on this.
Okay.
Right, today is Juneteenth, right?
Yes.
Celebration, which, by the way, is a big deal, because the liberation, the cancellation of slavery back in the day, Juneteenth, I think it's a big deal. I like this holiday, okay? But there's really nothing going on, it appears. I'm looking through the web here, and, you know, they had the big Juneteenth celebration on Sunday in Five Points. Historic Five Points, it is, okay? And that was a big music festival. A lot of people showed up. I'm sure it was a good time. But I think it's kind of a mistake to do it on the Sunday before Thursday when it's actually Juneteenth, simply because the air is out of the balloon, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it hasn't happened, but now that it's actually on the day, there's not... I get what you're saying. There's not too much going on yet.
I mean, people are off work. If you work for the government, you work for the city or the state, you're probably off work. Everybody else, you know, bank, you're off. But everybody else is pretty much at work today. But there's really, there's no gathering. There's no party in the park.
I think there's something going on in Broomfield today. And then I think this weekend, Aurora is actually doing a Juneteenth celebration as well. But yeah, not too much going on the specific day today.
Look, I think from now on, when you're going to do your music festival, just go ahead and do it on Juneteenth. Do it on the 19th. Just makes sense to me. Well, that's my input.
And a lot of companies are actually not just the government. A lot of companies, like my wife Bree, she's got today off because of Juneteenth. So a lot of companies are starting to recognize the holiday and celebrate it and give their employees the day off.
Is it a holiday here?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
We did have it off a couple years ago for Juneteenth.
No kidding.
So it might be a holiday. No one's here in the building, so.
Well, I mentioned earlier in the show that it's easier to come in here and do a show simply because you can relate to it. You can talk about Juneteenth, whereas if you took the day off and did a best of show, you wouldn't even have mention of the holiday.
Yeah,
on our program. So I'd rather be here and at least, you know, highlight it just a little bit. Do all you can for it, okay? Just to push it along. All right. Our bosses around here, and Carson, you'll get this. Our bosses always tell us, here on our show anyway, that whenever we've got something coming up, we have to tease it, right? They say, you know, give a great tease for the audience so they know to stick around and be with you after you play a song or commercials or whatever.
Exactly.
Have I got a tease for you? Here's the tease. When we come back, who's been touching our wieners? That's a pretty good tease, huh? Who's been touching our wieners? Next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to clarify something here. I mentioned Juneteenth just a couple of seconds ago, and the first text I get was, BJ, there were a ton of celebrations on Sunday for Juneteenth in Five Points. I mentioned that. My point is this. It was a big deal on Sunday in Five Points, and maybe in other places too, okay? I'm saying that a holiday like Juneteenth, it's better to have those celebrations, parades, concerts, whatever, on the actual day itself instead of the Sunday and the celebration or the holiday be 4 days later. That's all I'm saying. Now, you take something like St. Patrick's Day. It's okay to have the parade because it's not a designated specific day except for the 17th. And it's okay to separate those two, have the parade on Saturday, and then celebrate it on a Tuesday. No big deal because it's St. Patrick's Day. But something as important as the end of slavery probably should be on the same day. That was my only point, okay? Just making it simple for you. All right, let me get to this wiener story here. Now, somebody mentioned that you can't talk about wieners because Jamie's not there. Look, this is a bona fide wiener story. It's a hot dog survey. I think hot dogs and sausages, right?
Yes, mainly hot dogs, yes.
When I saw this, My first, now I've retract this, but my first thought was I'll never, ever eat another hot dog again. Listen.
People who eat hot dogs eat them because they taste so good, but what's in them is not so good. You know, we've learned to accept it, but I don't know if you'll feel so accepting after this. The company Clear Foods recently analyzed 345 hot dog and sausage products from 75 brands and retailers.
75 brands and retailers. Here comes the conclusion.
And found human DNA.
Huh? What? Somebody has been fondling our wiener, our hot dogs. What? How do you get human DNA in hot dog packages? I don't get it.
In 2% of the samples and in 2/3 of the vegetarian samples. And get this, 10% of all vegetarian products appear to contain meat.
All vegetarians, the products of hot dogs, contain meat. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. This is the new study.
People who eat hot dogs eat them because they taste so good. But what's in them is not so good. You know, we've learned to accept it, but I don't know if you'll feel so accepting after this. The company Clear Foods recently analyzed 345 hot dog and sausage products from 75 brands and retailers and found human DNA in 2% of the samples and in 2/3 of the vegetarian samples. And get this, 10% of all vegetarian products appear to contain meat.
Now, it's only 2% with the human DNA, but I don't even want 2% out there.
I'm just going to say I'm okay with it because the cheddar jalapeno brats, oh, man, I'm not giving up those at all. I don't care how much human DNA is in there. It's good.
When I hear human DNA, I think, like, maybe, you know, it was part of in the blender or something.
Human meat?
And it's not like, well, I don't know what it is.
No, I think they're talking more like hair.
You don't know
or
that?
Or maybe some skin. I don't think they're talking about like actual human meat.
What's in hot dogs to begin with? And she says this is disgusting in a way because it's leftover parts for the most part. Yeah. It is leftover parts of whatever the animal is and beef or pork, whatever. But to get human DNA in there, I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I can eat a hot dog now.
Someone just probably wasn't wearing a hairnet. That's some
nasty.
Hair got in there a little
no,
bit.
No, it was 75 different products. 75 different name brands. 2% had the human DNA. I guess if you did the math, that would be one packet though, right? Just one company?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 75.
Probably.
Oh, you're right, though, Carson. Let's just eat away. No problem whatsoever.
They're still
right?
good. I mean, come on.
All right.
Just don't think about it.
Talk me into it.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie, morning show. The heat is on. Going to be warm today near 94 for a high. Then tomorrow, 100 triple digits again on Saturday. Then Sunday, oh boy, oh boy. Then maybe some rain. I think this hurricane that's landed down in Mexico, on the Pacific side, that is. I think once it makes its way north, we get some rain out of that coming up at the first of the week. We'll keep you updated on that. Can you imagine walking into the office? You're a CEO of a company, and maybe you're just a foreman, the boss or whatever. And you got to look at your employees and you got to tell them that a survey came out the day before that you are the absolute worst airline in the world. How depressing.
It would not be a good day.
Do you even show up for work? Spirit Airlines has been named the worst airline in the world. They're worse than Air Kazakhstan. Or wherever. They're the worst. They're out of Florida, I think, aren't they? Miramar Beach or something in Florida?
I don't know, but I have trouble believing that because I've also seen studies where they're the best in like they
no.
They're never late. They're always on time. They're never delayed. I have seen
no.
that. Yes.
You're mixing them up with something.
No,
I've
I'm
never
telling
seen
you right
them
now.
As the best.
Oh, no, I'm
Spirit's
not.
Always been a joke. No, Carson, you're just... You're jinking my chain
and
on
cancellations,
this one.
No. I swear. Hold on.
No, Spirit Airlines, it's been named. Look, I'm going to tell you this. They're not the worst in the world. There's got to be some little country out there like Air Brunei or something that's worse. Okay? There's got to be. There's no way that an American Airlines, not American itself, but an airline company here in America, like Spirit Airline, can be the worst in the world. Can they? Is it possible? Have you ever flown Spirit?
Yeah, many a times.
I know a guy that was a pilot for Spirit, and he was there for quite a few years. Even he joked about their reputation.
I mean, it's the clientele, right? Like, I flew it when I was younger, and I was going to Vegas for the first time. Like, that was a cheap flight, $60.
All right.
You'd go there, but it's the clientele that really...
All right, back your word up. Back your word up. Where have you found that they're the best?
Hold on. I'm still...
You're all over Google right now. Still... You're trying to prove yourself I'm telling you right now, it's always been a running joke that Spirit Airlines is the absolute worst in America. Not in the world, but in America, it has been. It's just been a given, right? But in the world... Man, you got to walk into the office as the CEO this morning. guys.
Okay. All right. So according to WalletHub, this is a study. Spirit Airlines is the best airline overall in the U.S., excelling in affordability, yes, and safety. That's what it was, because remember when United, everyone was in the news about all their engines and everything catching on fire? Spirit is the best when it comes to safety.
I know what it is. Today, you're having to work out of the Spadil room, and there's residue left over in there, and you're high.
I'm telling you right now,
and so you're coming up
with
this stuff, you know. I'll give you a break, because you are in that room today. Covering for
this
him.
This was April 17th of this year.
Yeah.
The best airline, according to a new study, for safety.
The worst in the world.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. Hopefully Jamie's back tomorrow. She's out sick today. Not celebrating Juneteenth, like I said earlier. She's actually sick. Hopefully she starts to feel better. Don't know what she has, but I guess she came down with it yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of sudden, actually.
Yeah, it was. All right, got a couple of things here. We did some of this stuff earlier this morning, and I want to roll through here because normally at this time, we'd be giving you tabloid trash with Jamie. She's out. And I'm not really good at tabloid trash. I just, I don't know. I just don't have the vibe for it, I guess. But I'll throw these out there for you. These are Hollywood stories. First of all, let me give you the details on this. Ann Burrell. It's Burrell, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ann Burrell. She is that lady from the Food Network. Tragically died. 55 years old. Just out of the blue, man. It was shocking news to a lot of people. Her fans, obviously devastated. We didn't know exactly what happened. We thought maybe it was a drug overdose, or some people did. Started posting about that. Health issue. Nobody really knew. Could have been an accident. Well, it turns out. Here's the breaking news from TMZ this morning. They say law enforcement sources told TMZ that Burrell was found unresponsive and lying on the shower floor. She was found by her husband, Stuart Claxton. That was early Tuesday morning. Claxton reportedly saw his wife alive at 1 a.m. About 6 hours later, he discovered her in the bathroom in the shower, as I said. He called 911. He was advised to give her CPR. However, her body was cold. He could not get her to respond in any way. They're not even sure if he gave her CPR. They think that he just realized that she was gone. Let's see. It appears, according to this report, and from all indications from the 911 call, that the New York Fire Department is confirming to Daily Mail that they were responding to a report of cardiac arrest, which means she had a heart attack, 7:50 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So it appears that it was just that she might have had some condition with her heart and just went to take a shower and never came out. That's what they're saying happened.
So sad.
Terrible. Just a terrible thing, man. You get up, maybe not feeling well. Maybe a shower will help. You know what I mean? And then, boom, over. The official cause of death, not determined yet. So that's the latest update on that. Again, just a sad, sad story. Let me cue up this thing here because I want to get to this too. Because it's so, it's not local, but it is local because it's Shador. Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders was caught yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before that night? I don't remember. Anyway, in the last...
I think it was Tuesday night.
All right, 48 hours, within the last 48 hours. He's driving a pickup truck a Ram. This ought to be a commercial for Ram trucks. I'm telling you. Ram truck. He's driving a Ram truck, and he's doing 101 miles per hour in a 60 zone. And, of course, every police force, including Cleveland, they have body cams. Here you go.
Got you 101 miles an hour. Do you have your license proof insurance on you? Do you have an Ohio driver's license?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your first name?
Shador.
Uh-oh. Do you have a Colorado driver's license? Hang tight. I'll be back in a minute.
This is his younger one, not the one that got drafted, right?
No, this is the one that got drafted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you a break. I'm not going to give her a ticket. Like I said, I got her at 92.
That's a little misleading how you hear that audio there, okay? Let me explain. There's another woman that's driving a different vehicle, right? Am I right, Carson?
Yes, yes.
Right.
His alleged girlfriend.
Okay, she's in a separate vehicle. They're kind of racing, if you think about it.
I feel like they were, yeah.
She's doing 92. They clock her, two different officers. They clock him at 101. Okay, when he says, I'm going to let you off the hook here, he's talking about the woman, not Shador.
Correct.
Am I correct about that?
Yes.
All right, so let me start this.
All right, hang tight. I'll be back in a minute. This is his younger one, not the one that got drafted, right?
No, this is the one that got drafted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you a break. I'm not going to give her a ticket. Like I said, I got her at 92, but 101, I got a dash cam and stuff, man. Like, okay, all right, I appreciate it. How fast do you think you're going if you don't think you're at 101? Because I know this truck supercharger will do it. Oh, he gave it to me a little late. Who's it from?
Is that from Boykin?
Can't read it. Oh, I don't know who that is. You already wrote it, man. You got to give that to me before. I'm going to give your girl a break, okay?
So what he handed him there was a piece of memorabilia from the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, so
is that right?
Jarrett Boykin, he's an NFL player. He used to play for the Cleveland Browns, and I'm assuming it's either an autograph or maybe he had like a pair of cleats or something, random. Man. He was trying to give it to him, be like, hey, man, here you go. Man, just don't write me a ticket.
That's a great move. You know what I need to do? I need to get me a stack of pictures of Jamie and have her to autograph them. And if I get pulled over, I say, officer, here, I'm BJ with BJ and Jamie. Here's a photograph and an autograph of Jamie White. I wonder if that would work.
You think that's going to get you off?
That's kind of what he did here, you
he
know?
Did,
I mean, it was another player on the team. It wasn't even his autograph.
I feel like he just felt around in the truck, like, all right, since he obviously doesn't know who I am, I got to grease his wheels somehow.
Can you look into me getting a stack of pictures of Jamie, please?
Oh, I can put some up for you.
And to whom it may concern, let BJ off the hook, love Jamie, something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I appreciate it. How fast do you think you're going if you don't think you're at 101? Because I know this truck supercharger will do it. Oh, he gave it to me a little late. Who's it from?
Is that from Boykin?
Can't read it. Oh, I don't know who that is.
That is so bizarre that Shador reaches in, grabs a picture of another teammate that's autographed to hand to the officer to get away with this 101 miles per hour.
It's so ridiculous. But
you already wrote it, man. You got to give that to me before. I'm going to give your girl a break, okay? I got him. I did have to give him
it. And the officer implies that if you would have given it to me beforehand, we might could have worked this out.
Yeah.
Right? Am I missing something here?
Can't read it. I don't know who that is. You already wrote it, man. You got to give that to me before. I'm going to give your girl a break, okay? I got him. I did have to give him a ticket, okay? Because he was in front of you at him at 101, okay? But you're good to go from here. Be safe pulling out. Yep.
He apologizes to them. Look, if this were me or you out there on I-25 doing 105 miles per hour, they would throw the book at us.
On the hood of the cop car going to jail.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It would 100%. Slam my forehead against the front of the car. No picture of Jamie White would get me out of that one. Right?
I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, I gotta do that Jamie thing, man.
Just,
if it works for Shador, it's got to work for me.
Well, just make sure to give it to the cop before he writes the ticket, not after.
Oh, you're so right, Carson. I got to remember. Oh, man, I got to keep that in mind.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.